everybody. The mayor is not present this evening on business. He's perfectly fine, but he can't make it tonight. And I'd like to call to order the City Council meeting, City of Shore Acres, on February 23rd, 2015, at 7 p.m. I'd like you to silence your cell phone, please. And first order of business is a roll call.
Nancy Chanel present.
Neil Warrior
here.
Richard Adams here.
Mike Weaver here.
And next item is Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item is 3.0 special presentations. There are none. 4.0 approval of minutes. We've got them a little late, but if anybody in the council had a chance to look at the February 9th, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll second.
Neil, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting's passed. 5.0 council reports and requests. Mayor's not here, but I attended CCAP on February the 11th at Poly One along with Councilman Moyer, and the topic was hiring plant workers general, and there was a lot of discussion on what it took to become a plant worker, certificates and so pay and unions and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot covered. It was very interesting meeting. Moving on to 6.0, public hearings, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address council.
Wait, can I
add to
5.0?
Sure.
Unless anyone has any objection. Just wanted to discuss that the mayor, myself, we had our audit committee meeting last Wednesday with Jerry Victor and Patrick Stanton, being the two citizen representatives, met with Mr. Saul and the auditor. The audit process took again last Monday. First time we've done this where we were able to speak with the auditor and say, these are the things we would like to have a little bit more clarification on special points, instead of, you know, here's the audit and that's that. So I think that was a good thing to have. I just wanted to let the public know that that was done, and I think that was a smart move.
What day was that, last week?
Last Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other comments? Moving on, 6.0 public hearings. This is the opportunity for the public to address council, comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council, and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion or deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. Anybody like to come to the podium? If you do, state your name and address. Nobody? Okay. 7.0 administrative report. 7.1 city administrator David Salt.
Good evening. Of course, the last 2 weeks, some additional work has been done on our SCADA radio system. That work has not been completed, and they still don't have us fully up and running yet with those controls. They were back out today and worked at one of the lift stations as well. This is the second week of our field auditing started today, and as mentioned, the audit committee did meet last Wednesday. As of today, we have four candidates for three positions on the May 9th ballot for City Council. The last day to file is Friday, February 27th at 5 p.m. And last week, we completed training required to implement correct deposit for our payroll. Our first run will be the first payroll in March. And tomorrow, I've been invited to speak to the Regional Flood Management Council of HGAC, which has members of 13 counties, each city with a population of 50,000 or more in those 13 counties, and five river authorities and four members at large. It'll be a joint meeting with the Floodplain Awareness Success in Texas, which is a community ratings users group also sponsored by HGAC. And that'll be tomorrow afternoon. And that's all I have to report.
Okay. Okay, next item on the agenda, 7.2, is the monthly financial report, Mr. Stahl.
And the monthly report. If you push the wrong button on our system, it spits out just one work sheet instead of the whole workbook. So you'll find an addendum to the council meeting. The entire financial report is there, so it's not two parts. You'll have the year-to-date through the end of January line item for you. In summary, we are currently in the general fund $319,798 ahead of our expenses for this year. And in the utility fund, we are, the right page here, our expenditures and our revenues are equal. Our balances in our checking accounts, our general fund balance as of the end of January is $507,047, and our utility fund balance is $22,126. We still have a large balance in our CDBG fund, our grant funds. That's because of the funds that we're withholding from R&B Group over the incomplete water and wastewater projects. Our balance today in that fund is $249,421. Our text pool balance is $655,447. Our certificates of deposit remain unchanged with a total maturity value of $255,852. And we don't have the January tax revenues balanced yet from LaPorte, and so what you'll see there are the year-to-dates through December 31. As soon as those come in, I'll pass those along to council. And our sales tax revenue continues to be perplexing. As you recall, the last meeting, the comptroller's office had sent us a letter that an error had been made on the part of a taxpayer, and that we owed the comptroller's office about $10,000. And you will see that our January receipts, which will comprise the same period as that letter arriving, that we brought in $7,133 in general sales tax and $1,783 in the road maintenance sales tax, which is 90% higher than the same period last year. And I would have expected that number to have come back into line with last year. So I'm not certain that they have all the issues resolved at this point. And that is the financial report.
Any questions from council on either the general activity report or the monthly financial?
I have a question about 7.1. David, you said there are four candidates. When I checked earlier today, there are only three. Is the fourth one going to be added?
On the website, there's only three.
Yeah.
There's only three on the website? Yes.
Okay.
All right, item 8.0, business consideration approval of invoices. If someone has a chance to look over the invoice, I'll entertain a motion.
Move that we approve the invoices as submitted.
Councilman Moyer, is there a second?
No, second.
Yeah.
Mike, second. And any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Invoices will be paid. 8.2, consideration approval of ordinance number 2015-177, appointing the election judge, alternate judge, election clerk, early voting balloting board, and marshal for the May 9th, 2015 general election. Mr. Stahl.
This is where we appoint the officials that will perform our election here, not only the city election, but the school district and college district election in this precinct. All of them have experience in working our elections before. This ordinance will name J.O. Washington as the election judge, Phil Jovino as the alternate election judge and a clerk, and David Williams as a clerk. It also appoints Chief Troy Harrison as the city marshal for ballot security.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion on this item.
I'll move that we approve City Ordinance 2015-177 regarding the appointment of these officials.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ordinance passed. Goodness gracious. Item 9.0, adjournment at 7:10 p.m. Thanks, everybody, for coming.